Good morning, everyone. Today is the 7th of March, 2018, and we're looking this morning in the 14th chapter of Luke, and Christ is speaking here, and he says, "Whosoever," verse 11, "whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." We see this exemplified by Christ himself, who humbled himself and went to the cross. And scripture tells us that God has given him a name greater than any name. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And also that he has exalted him above everything. And so we see that this servanthood of Christ was exemplified throughout his ministry here on earth. How he freely laid his life down for us. And this servant became victorious in all that he did. And now he is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And he is victorious. And he's coming back as a victorious king. Christ fulfilled what his father, he came and fulfilled the work that his father gave him to do. We're told in Revelation, the first chapter, Jesus Christ, from Jesus Christ, who's the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God, and his Father, to whom be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He says, "I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty." He says, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen, and hath the keys of hell and of death." Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Salvation to our God who sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. The book of Revelation is one of exaltation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the 11th chapter of Revelation we see verse 16, starting with verse 15, second half, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art, wast, and art to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. The great story is the exaltation of Christ. The great story is that he reigns. The 19th chapter of Revelation. After these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation, and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. And the 24 elders and 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Chapter 21, verse 6, And he said unto me, It is done, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. This is the theme, the exaltation of Christ. And he ends the Revelation 22:13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto these things. In the churches I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So we see this theme running throughout Revelation is the exaltation of Christ. He came as a suffering servant, and he's coming back as the victorious king. He's ruling and reigning in heaven on his throne, and he has accomplished all things for which was planned from the foundation of the world. God bless you this day, and may Christ be exalted in all we say and do. God bless.